Landowners are divided over resource extraction in Mud Bay, and the Haynes Waste Group takes a step back to explore issues with the current system. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Residents interested in serving on the Haynes Borough Assembly once again have an opportunity to apply. The deadline for letters of interest to fill Margaret Friedenauer's Assembly seat is Monday at 5 p.m. It will be the second Assembly appointment in a matter of weeks. Former Mayor Stephanie Scott was appointed to Mike Case's seat earlier this month. Case stepped down after a controversial manager hire decision. Friedenauer cited the contentious political climate. Case's term was up this fall. Friedenauer's didn't expire until 2018. But both Assembly appointees will only serve until this October's election. Seven residents applied for the seat that Scott was appointed to. As of Friday afternoon, two of the same people had turned in letters of interest for Friedenauer's seat. They are Don Turner Jr. and Sean Mady. Turner is leading a recall campaign to oust three Assembly members. Mady is an apartment complex manager who says his interest in local politics grew over the past year. Letters of interest can be turned into the Haynesboro clerk before 5 p.m. Monday. Mud Bay landowners are divided over whether resource extraction should be allowed in their neighborhood. Many residents say they choose to live in the rural residential zone for its quiet, non-commercial nature. But large landowners and small business people say limiting timber harvest on their property would cause economic harm. One of the big questions here is whether resource extraction is already covered in code. Zoning rules for Mud Bay say commercial enterprise is a conditional use, meaning anyone who wants to conduct some kind of commercial sale or service on their property needs to apply for a permit. But does resource extraction fall under commercial enterprise?
It appears to me that this, what we're talking about, extractive resources, is already covered in the code.
Mud Bay resident Katie Palmer was one of several with this opinion. If someone wants to cut down trees on their property to sell, they need a conditional use permit. But the lawyers for property owner Roger Schnabel disagree that timber harvest counts as commercial enterprise. Schnabel's company, Skookum Holdings, owns about 150 acres in Mud Bay. He recently applied for a land use permit to improve an access road, which would involve clearing and selling some trees on the property. Schnabel's sister, Deborah, was recently hired as Haynesboro manager. She is working on a process to remove herself from land use decisions regarding her family members. Roger Schnabel's application coincides with the Haynes Planning Commission's debate about resource extraction in Mud Bay.
We have a disagreement here over the language in code and what it means.
That's Commission Chair Rob Goldberg. He referred to the letter from Schnabel's lawyer, Daniel Bruce. Bruce says Skookum Holdings bought the Mud Bay property with the intent to remove and sell small amounts of timber and use the proceeds to develop land. He goes on to say that restricting that right would amount to an unconstitutional taking and entitle his client to damages.
I don't want to describe it in martial terms, but it's kind of like a shot across the bow. You know, if you do this, watch out, because we're going to come after you.
Goldberg said the borough needs to get an opinion from its attorney. Planner Holly Smith says she expects one by mid-June. The University of Alaska and the Alaska Mental Health Trust both own hundreds of acres in Mud Bay. Both wrote letters opposing any restrictions on resource extraction. But it wasn't just major landowners who were opposed to limitations.
This has been a really emotional issue for me because about close to 100% of my family's income is based on local resources.
Sylvia Hines lives in Mud Bay and operates a small sawmill on her property. She and woodworker John Carlson rely on Mud Bay trees for their business.
This is something that we can all be so proud of. You know, our economy from Mud Bay trees is economically sustainable, it's environmentally sustainable, it's socially sustainable. I don't think in these economic times that we can throw away something that adds such a value to our community.
Some Mud Bay residents who voiced opposition to resource extraction said small operations like Heinz should be allowed. Here's George Figdor.
I don't want to make this a standoff between some people who would like to see language be tweaked a certain way and the other way. I think we can kind of work together on this and come up with language that is going to maintain the integrity and the intent of the zone and still allow people to, you know, utilize the resources on a very modest way.
Commissioner Goldberg said there's no rush to answer this question. He said the current code has stood as is for more than 20 years, and no major resource extractions have occurred. Should the Haynesboro take over solid waste management? A working group backed away from making a conclusion about that question at its latest meeting. Instead, members refocused their attention on what the problem is with the current system. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
At a meeting in May, the solid waste working group looked like they were almost ready to make a recommendation to the assembly. The group was leaning toward exploring the borough taking over solid waste management. Right now, the privately owned Community Waste Solutions is the only garbage disposal option in town. But instead of moving forward with a recommendation, the group took a step back. They focused on defining the problem the borough is facing when it comes to trash. Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan said the fact that there is a problem is undeniable.
It's expensive for some people, it's inconvenient for other people, and then visitors are like, what does one, I don't want to use the word pathetic, or two, but you know, little bear canisters you put your trash in. It just seems like there's a real problem here.
Burl Sheldon said he wants to see the issues laid out.
I'd like to, for this committee to ask what is wrong. What is wrong, and identify and have some agreement on specific, what are the needs that the community has, and what is the vision that it has for an improved a new day, you know, something in the future.
They drew up a list of problems with the current waste management system. They include illegal dumping, cost, and a lack of universal borough-wide system. They also talked about the borough having insufficient hazardous waste disposal, not having a backup to CWS, and inefficiencies in the current system. Sheldon said he wants a report on the condition of the landfill from someone other than CWS.
What is a problem is, what is the condition of the landfill? What is a objective, qualified opinion on the condition of the landfill?
Sally Garten, who represents CWS on the waste group, has said at previous meetings that the landfill is at less than half its capacity. Borough manager Deborah Schnabel said the group should consider all of these issues and try to come up with a solution that addresses most of them.
I'd just like to recommend that you really think about all of these things all in one big basket and ask yourself, if these are our problems, what's the best way to address the majority of them at least? You know, what's a systematic way of approaching resolution to this?
She said they should consider what infrastructure the borough needs.
What facilities do we need in this community in order to take care of the garbage that we want to take care of? We need a recycling center. We need a landfill. We need a place to take care of the sludge.
The waste group did not draft a recommendation to the assembly as they planned at their previous meeting. The group recently lost its chair, Margaret Friedenauer, who resigned from the assembly. She was one member who advocated for the possibility of borough solid waste management. At their next meeting, the group will hear from a DEC representative about the condition of the landfill. That will take place June 20th at 4 p.m. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Have a great weekend.